at the Agronomics Conference. I'm visiting with Mark Williams. And Mark, first of all, tell me what you do and where you're from.
I am a accredited real estate appraiser from Marlette, Michigan.
What do you think about the conference so far? We're kind of coming towards the end of it. What would you say about this year's conference?
Exciting, rewarding. This is my fifth conference. I didn't attend for quite a few years, and I started coming, and it's I wouldn't miss it now. It's a highlight of the year for me professionally to interact with my peers, to get quality education, enjoy a little good food and good fellowship.
Yes, I know that it's the networking that is really kind of keeps people in here sometimes, even though there's so much educational opportunities. So as a member of ASFMRA, what has your membership meant to you, you know, over the years?
Well, I look at it, Chuck, in two stages. I became a member back in 1992 because of the firm I joined. I was relatively inactive for 10 or 12 years. However, I continued to, I was taking classes through the society. I've always, believed in looking up the ladder when I'm taking classes. I want to continue to become better skilled in my profession. And but several years ago, I started getting interactive in the organization. I began to take more challenging projects. I began to work in other states, and I really then began to realize the value of networking with other appraisers that did similar types of work, that worked in different states where I was working. It's been invaluable to me.
Did you complete it, you know, some of that education to achieve the accreditation?
Yes, and again, my advice to new people coming in is get on board, get your education, get your accreditation. It's hard, but the greatest value is what you learn from it. The skills that they teach you that you have to utilize when you write your demo report. It is professionally, is it is opened so many doors for me. We got retained to do a large fruit farm and vineyard here this week. One of their requirements is they required an accredited appraiser.
So, well, that shows you some real value right there.
Yeah, tremendous value. But for me, it's just the skill that it brings out in you as an appraiser.
So let's just kind of close here with maybe a little summary statement. What words would you say to somebody who's considering going ahead and taking the courses, joining, and achieving their accreditation?
Tremendous opportunity for young people that have a passion for agriculture to get involved. It's there's unlimited opportunities in this field, and if you look around the room today, you see a lot of gray-haired people like me. And as our outgoing president Jeff Berg stated, we need to replace ourselves. And so, come on board and grab a hold of somebody and let them pull you up the ladder the way that people pull me up the ladder. Income potential is good. The professional recognition is good. The skills that you learn, people skills, writing skills, and analytical skills are tremendous. It is a good profession, and it's made up of some really quality, quality people.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Mark Williams. We have been visiting here at the 2012 Agronomics Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.